In Pakistan's remote district of Upper Deer near the border with Afghanistan, the shock of the attack on the mosque during Friday prayers turned to anger a day later. That is when at least 400 armed tribesmen formed a civilian army, commonly called a Lashkar, and started attacking Taliban militants in several villages. Reports say anywhere from 7 to 13 Taliban militants were killed and several of their hideouts destroyed. The civilian uprising in Upper Deer appears to be the latest evidence of a growing anti-Taliban sentiment among the public, according to Faisal Rahman, director of the Institute of Strategic Studies in Islamabad. Rahman says this is a new development among the Pakistani public, one that is linked to the month-long military offensive against the Taliban in Swat Valley.
Now with the government support and with the military operation, they have seen that now this is the time that they should also get themselves organized in order to create a resistance against these Taliban. And I think this, what we can see are the initial signs of this trend.
Rahman says local Lashkars, like the one that formed in Upper Deer, have been encouraged by Pakistani officials, who have come to realize that security forces simply cannot extend their reach throughout Pakistan to stop militant attacks.
Empowering local people to create their own defense mechanism and their own defense system. And I think that, you know, this kind of local management of security affairs will be very helpful.
But he warns this kind of local uprising will not last without strong backing from government officials. Aftab Shirpour, a former interior minister and chief minister in the Northwest Frontier Province, says the public does not trust officials to provide security. Still, he says there are ways the government can capitalize on the growing dislike of the Taliban. He says the government needs to make sure the Swat Valley operation and the resulting displacement of more than 2 million people is handled in a humane fashion.
Once the operations are finished and the government has to establish its rate, they have to take the IDPs in a very organized manner back to their places. The reconstruction and rehabilitation work has to start, and the police force has to be established, and they can recruit the police from the IDPs living in the camps. This is a process which is very keenly watched by the public throughout the country. And if this goes well, I think that will generate a lot of goodwill.
The Army's ability to clear Taliban militants from key areas of the Swat Valley and elsewhere in the region has been praised from Islamabad to Washington. And although the Army says the battle will not be over until top Taliban leaders are captured or killed in the Swat region, Pakistani officials say they are confident the Taliban are on the defensive. But the Taliban have shown they are still capable of striking the country's main cities. On Saturday evening, as the Lashkar in Upper Deer began to fight local Taliban, a suicide bomber penetrated a police compound in the capital, Islamabad, killing two policemen. Catherine Maddox, VOA News, Islamabad.